cannabis conditional use number 2039, Performance Injection Equipment Company, LLC.
Lo and behold, Mr. Chairman, this one actually was in Mr. Wilson's district, but that having been said, I don't have a big issue with this, given that he has taken measures to screen the property from the adjoining neighbor with a fence. And now that the work is being done inside with the door closed,
yeah,
you know, there's less noise. Nature of their equipment, you know, basically cars on rollers, you know, reduces or eliminates the need to be speed racing on the streets. So I think he has adequate provisions made for that.
And I would suspect, too, the question I would have is, frankly, whether it's the applicant doing that on the street or the guy that's just got the performance parts put on his car and wants to do a burnout as soon as he gets off the property. And that's not him, you know. That's
I don't think it's the applicant. Yeah. I think it's the individual drivers.
He's not going to get up much speed before he's about to stop one place or the other.
That's a short road.
It's a short road in either direction. Yeah.
Okay. Got the runway across the...
Yeah, right.
Got to jump it.
Across the road.
Jump the 113 and get there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Chairman, I was looking at somebody named Johnson here.
Who was that be?
So am I, actually. What a coincidence.
That's right. Yeah.
There's a guy that looks just like you on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
And he knows everything about biosolids.
Next to the
more than I want to.
Next to the courthouse in Pennsylvania.
Right, yeah. That's right. And I can stay in those cabins without getting married. That's cool.
You look like this guy was here 10 months ago.
Take a picture of that damn place.
I see it, Tom.
Well, I appreciate all the input from my colleagues on this particular matter, and given the extensive input of my colleagues concerning conditional use number 2039, Performance Injection Equipment Company, LLC, I move that we defer action and give time for further consideration.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2039, Performance Injection Equipment Company, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Vote. Chairman, just before it.
Who made the second?
IG.
IG, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Our next public hearing was conditional change of zone number 1789, Good Earth Market, LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a motion for this one. And Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1789 for Good Earth Market from AR1 to CR1. And that's based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, that commercial zoning is appropriate for this parcel of land in that it is located along Route 26, which is a significant roadway. It is also in close proximity to the intersection of Route 17 and Route 26, where other commercial and service activities currently exist. Two, the property is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, where CR1 zoning is appropriate. Three, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Four, the area that is the subject of this application already encompasses two conditional uses, being the Good Earth Market. Five, the property will be served by central sewer as part of the Sussex County Millville Sanitary Sewer District. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And seven, and lastly, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code in that it is located in an appropriate location for a wide variety of commercial miscellaneous service activities that are generally serving the area. And it is located along an existing major thoroughfare where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, and welfare of the county.
Can I make one just... based on the record, I think it's based on what was supplied for the rezoning, it's partially in a developing area. That doesn't change the motion, but just so it's clear, so nobody questions that. It's a little bit of several different areas, but it is partially in a developing area.
That's noted.
We're paying for that.
Thank you.
Sure.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1789, Good Earth Market LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next hearing was a conditional use number 2038, Good Earth Market LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, this conditional use request recommendation for approval for that is based on just the three rental units. Does not include, as was brought out by the applicant's representative, and Mr. Robertson followed up with the residences that currently exist by Ms. Ryan and by her sister. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2038 for Good Earth Market LLC for multifamily dwelling structures based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons, those reasons being: one, although this is application for multifamily dwelling structures, those structures are small cabins that will be used as part of the redevelopment of this property as a wedding venue. They will be part of that use. This is not an application for the primary use as higher density multifamily residential development. Two, there will not be any more than three units on the property. This use does not include the existing residences. The three units will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, the use of the property as a wedding facility with these on-site cabins will provide a service to residents and visitors to Sussex County. Five, the units will have sewer service as part of Sussex County's Millville Sanitary Sewer District. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the proposed conditional use. This recommendation for approval of conditional use number 2038 is subject to the following conditions, and that being: A, there shall be no more than three units on the site, noting that that does not include the existing residences. B, the units shall be served by county sewer, and that these units are being approved as part of an overall redevelopment of the site as a wedding and tourist venue and are considered part of that overall use. Should that use as a wedding venue or tourist terminator expire, this conditional use shall also automatically expire. Stormwater management, erosion, sedimentation control shall be constructed using best management practices in accordance with all state and county requirements, and the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval Sussex County's Planning and Zoning Commission.
Can I make one suggestion on that, again, based on the record? That number one, the way it's worded, stated, although this is an application for multifamily dwelling structures, they are small cabins that will be used as part of the redevelopment of this property as a wedding venue. Based on what they said this evening, I think that Mr. Smith, a better way to word that would be, although this is an application for multifamily dwelling structures, they are small cabins that will be used as part of the expansion of the Good Earth Market to include a wedding venue and tourist venue. I think that's more accurate. So,
Ben, Mr. Chairman, I modify or amend the motion to let the first reason reflect what Mr. Robertson just said, that this is reflective of an expansion of the Good Earth Market and a general redevelopment of that property.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2038, Good Earth Market, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, Ms. Cornwell, Mr. Brandaway, anyone have anything for the good of the order?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead.
And I alluded to it earlier about the three public hearings representing three separate council persons.
You want to talk about less hours and more pay?
That's right. I would like to talk about consideration of redrawing the commissioner's areas of responsibility to coincide with that of the council person that either they were appointed by or theoretically represent that area.
what we used to do.
And I also point out that next week, under other business, we have 17 matters of other business, 8 of them on mine.
Just 8?
Just 8. I don't know how many council persons that might represent, but I suspect it's probably 3. At least 3.
I'm going to say it's 3.
So I think in terms of the workload that I have and perhaps my successor might have, it would be good to have it follow the suit of the council person district.
All right. Mr. Lack, is there anything particularly involved in making that change that would make it onerous or objectionable to that?
I guess a motion by our consensus of the commission that you're going to utilize the district boundaries.
I would actually say...
I'm arbitrary.
Should it be on an agenda?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
No, I'm saying it should be, yeah.
Let's put it on an agenda.
First one in January?
First one in January, and we'll...
14th.
Yeah.
Actually, let's do the... Can you hang on to the 28th? Because Mr. Ross is not going to be here on the 14th.
I trust the judgment of the commission.
Do you trust the judgment of the commission?
I do.
Okay, then. Let's put it on for the 14th, and
I can wait.
We'll throw caution to the wind.
10.5 years, what's enough?
It's been a good ride.
Yeah, it has been a good ride.
Well, you know, the irony of it was, I think, like, at some point they were switched because somebody had too many. So,
that's right.
You know,
that's exactly right.
You know, and now
the boundaries of the what we call the commission areas is not a unified boundary. All represent the whole county.
Right.
It was the convenience of having to know that at least one member could review a site before it came to public hearing in case someone couldn't, like, say it was all the way up in Greenwood, Mr. Smith couldn't get there because he's from down Bethany Beach area, and it was just a convenience of having someone there to do it. One of the issues we changed was Route 16. Mr. Allen was on the north side of 16. Somebody else was on the south side. They said, well, that doesn't make sense. Let's just make it Route 1, and whoever got Broadkill Beach can go to Broadkill Beach. You didn't need two people going all the way down.
Right.
That was one of the changes. Quickest thing I can remember, a big change. And it could be, there's no reason it can't be council bound. That's what most of the councilmen expect anyway, I think.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, what appears to have happened over time is that every 10 years you have a census. And every time you have a census, by law, the council bounded districts change to reflect the population. And the commission just hasn't changed with those subsequent census changes. And so we've gotten well out of balance with the council mounted districts. And
well,
I think it's a good idea to do what you're suggesting.
This same gerrymandering.
Well, in all fairness, you know, maybe times I get bored and I want to take on a couple of public hearings. Just simply
we'll pass them on to you.
But as we looked at, before the public hearing started, the tonight's performance injection equipment company was like, what, 75 feet from Mr. Ross's district, and it must be 50 miles from his house. You know,
yeah,
if it had been on the side of the road with AdArt, it would have been Mr. Ross.
I put about 110 miles every time we have a public hearing because everything's over in Rehoboth and Dewey, and that's where I want to go.
We looked at the boundaries too. The most obvious one was the time it took, for example, Mr. Smith to go across Finland Bays to go to the district where Mr. Cole's boundary is on the north side, or he's on the south side. So we switched the boundary around and picked up more than what Mr. Cole had on the south side and made it more reasonable area.
Yeah, that is reasonable.
And everybody
was a good decision.
Set up on Mr. Johnson because they knew he could handle it, so they gave him a bigger district.
Correct.
And we're talking about the prior Mr. Johnson. He had big shoes.
All right, then. Anything else for good of the order?
Just a reminder, next Wednesday, the 16th, the Planning Commission meeting is on Wednesday, it's the 16th at 3 p.m., and your packet was at your desk.
Yep.
Okay. If anything's missing, please let us know.
Yep. 3.
I noticed 8 out of 17.
It's a dinner follow of the meeting.
Yeah,
if you like council, we'll order in.
Yeah, we're going to order in for Chris have our Christmas party.
If we end up at the bridge, we end up at the
actually,
bridge.
I think that's what we should do.
Yeah, who's going to know?
I think that's exactly what we should do.
We end up at the bridge and you want to stop by.
Meeting adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
I've almost got 9:20.
Yeah, really.
I think that's exactly what we should do.
I'll tell Janelle.
Yep.
I'm stealing your Weatherby file for.
Okay.
Because I got that court date next Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
How about that?